The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott today. And you can also text the show, 713-780-3776, or you can get on the Twitch channel, watch us, and comment there. You missed the first hour? A lot of sports, and then Tyler has kind of ruined the rest of the show for me, because now all I can do is, now I'm doing is looking at this idiot's tweets about how the world ended in 2012. And I mean, it says, there's the old cliche argument that nothing has, quote, felt right since 2012. The hell are you talking about? Says maybe it has something to do with growing up and getting older, but ever since then, it seems like the world descends more and more into chaos each day. Time even feels faster. The hell are you talking about?
I think time does feel faster as you get older.
Well, that's just getting old, yeah.
Except for this show, because I can't talk, so this first hour and 3 minutes of the show's felt like about 3 hours.
You're in there battling. You'll be
I'm
all right.
Battling, but... Oof.
But then he goes through... God, I can't believe this. He goes through and he's got like a book from the Berenstain Bears and the Berenstain Bears, and using that as an example of what's changed since 2012. And Febreze with two E's instead of one. And Skechers spelled with a T instead of no. I mean, it's just like, what the? Oh. Yeah, this is pretty. He's calling it the Mandela effect.
Oh, that makes sense.
He says, some people remember the Statue of Liberty being in a totally different location. That location being Ellis Island. It's actually on Liberty Island. Yeah. And then he throws a painting in there, says, clearly depicting the statue at Ellis Island. What the? Okay, so somebody drew a picture with the Statue of Liberty in the wrong place. And... This is the whole ancient alien things. Once you buy the premise that the world has ended, well, guess what? I'm not buying your premise, sir. Wow.
It's okay. Maybe just he's gone.
P. Randizzle says, can't believe I had this thought, but here we are. What if the Mayans are predicting the death of their last possible blood descendant? If there were any still running around, still better than Rockets talk.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true. That's better than Rockets talk.
I want to break down that Rockets game a little bit more.
You sure?
No.
Hey, Hoser, since you're half Canadian and all, can you explain what Boxing Day is? Boxing Day is a lot like Black Friday here in Canada and England. It's where basically you go and exchange everything that you don't want. You buy new stuff. It's like everything's on sale because it's the day after Christmas. In fact, I remember going to a Boxing Day sale and it was awful. It was truly awful because it was packed and crazy, just like it would be on Black Friday. And so, yeah, that's what Boxing Day is. So happy Boxing Day to all of you who box.
All right.
Yeah. I had no idea what it was until I was in Canada for Christmas. And they're like, oh, it's Boxing Day. I'm like, oh, cool. We're going to see some fights? This will be awesome. No. We just go to the store and buy stuff. We have that, too. It's called Black Friday. Of course, now it's also become Cyber Monday. Now it's Black Friday week and Cyber Monday week and anything to get us to spend money week. But that's okay.
Have you seen why cancel Netflix is trending today?
No, I have not. Is that? Oh, yeah, it does. It is on my...
Apparently, people are canceling Netflix because there's a movie that portrays Jesus as being gay, and it has caused a lot of people to cancel their Netflix membership. Unlike what the normal thing to do would be, is just not watch that movie. I've never understood that. Like, it's so weird to me that people, that you have a channel or a subscription or whatever, and they play one thing you don't like, and you're like, that's it. I'm done with this whole subscription. But you don't have to watch it. They don't make you watch everything on there. You can pick and choose. It's kind of the beauty of it.
Yeah, especially Netflix. You, it's guess a comedy. What? You see it? Just scroll right past it. There's 100 other things on there for you to watch. I don't know why people get worked up over stuff like that.
I don't either. But, All right.
Yeah, people are so damn weird, man. Maybe it all should end. It hasn't ended, but maybe it should. We've got people canceling Netflix over one thing on there. I guarantee you there's a lot more offensive stuff on Netflix. I think Friends is on Netflix. I would cancel it just because of that. But, oh well, people are going to do what they do. Hey, you want to go through some NFL lines? Who knows if we're going to be able to get to it tomorrow?
We can do that.
I just got to scroll down to them. How's your college basketball betting been?
Been pretty solid of late. I was way up and then and now I'm getting back up there. So
I have a...
It's a roller coaster, of course.
You'll have to remind me this for next year, or if I'm dead, you can remind the people. But the Monday of Christmas week, just flat play overs in every hockey game.
Okay.
Because everybody's trying to get the hell out and they're all just scoring a bunch of goals.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So this is the third year in a row that it would have paid off. Of course, next year it won't, but there you go. All right, Titans-Texans. Titans now -3.5, which makes sense if you believe the Texans have nothing to play for, which I believe they have nothing to play for. And again, it comes down to that Kansas City-Chargers game. If the Chargers do beat KC, then I think the Texans are going to go out there and try to win, at least for a half.
What I will say is, if you go through the years of teams that have to win to get in versus teams that are playing for nothing, you'd be surprised how often the teams that have to win to get in just lay a big egg. And I don't want to. I mean, I'm taking the home team. I'm getting 3.5 points. It's Texans or nothing for me. I don't want anything to do with the Titans with that number. That's ridiculous.
I agree. And the thing is that teams get tight in those situations. Well, the Texans theoretically have nothing to play for. And they'll play loose, and they'll probably play pretty well. Browns -2.5 at Bengals. I'm taking the Browns here.
I love the Bengals here.
Really?
Yeah, I think the Browns are completely eliminated. They've quit. The Bengals have locked up the one seed. Andy Dalton's been playing better lately. So, yeah, I like the Bengals. I wish I had the 3, but... It's probably a teaser piece for me, but yeah, I don't want any part of the Browns right now.
I'll go the other way because the Browns are, what have I said about them all year long? They're emotional, and I think they'll come out and get ahead of the Bengals, and that's when they play their best. So I think I like the Browns here.
What was the first Browns-Bengals game, the first matchup?
I'd have to go back and look.
Let me see if it was a blowout or not. It was 27-19 Browns.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the Bengals.
All right. Vikings -1.5 against the Bears. That game opened at 7, but now nobody's playing for the Vikings because they don't need to. So to me, it's Bears or nothing.
I won't put hard-earned money on the Bears, so it's nothing.
Colts -4 at Jaguars. I like the Colts.
I like the Colts, too. The Jags have totally quit. I do believe I'm right that Frank Reich's not going to let those guys give up. He's pushing his guys.
They played one of their best games last week.
Yeah, they're playing for jobs next year. I think Frank Reich has the respect of his team. I think they're going to go out there and play. 4's a lot, but...
But we've seen when the Jaguars don't show up, then 4's not enough.
Yeah.
Buccaneers -1 against the Falcons.
I like the Falcons here. I like the under first and foremost. I think you're looking at... You know, the numbers are based on what's happened this season. So you're looking at a 48, which is pretty high when you consider that Atlanta's down to one deep threat weapon.
Right.
The Bucs have basically Breshad Perriman and nothing at wide receiver. Neither one of these teams can run the ball effectively. To me, it's an underplay. But I like the Falcons who, think about it, they were 1-7 before the bye.
Yeah.
And now they're on their way to, you know, they're going to finish the season strong. They're going to end up 7-9.
Probably
they're
going to
save Dan Quinn's job.
I think it will save his job, yeah.
Because
I don't think they wanted to fire him. They really don't.
I think if they wanted to, they would have fired him on the bye week.
Yeah.
And he's done nothing but prove them right since then. So, yeah, I like the Falcons. I don't like the under.
I have a hard time playing the Bucs because if 4 interception Jameis Winston up, then the Falcons win. And if 1 interception Jameis Winston shows up, then I think the Bucs win. However, interesting stat. If Jameis Winston can throw 2 picks in this game, he'll be 30-30.
Oh, nice. Has anyone ever done that?
No, I don't believe it's ever been done.
Oh, boy.
So 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. So if I'm not going to bet this game, but I'm going to sit back and watch it and root for that to happen because I think that'd be awesome.
That's a very difficult club to get into.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's pretty amazing if you think about it.
You're joining the likes of Willie Mays and Barry Bonds, Jose Canseco. Yeah. Well, he's a 40-40 guy.
Yeah, well, I don't think that one's going to happen.
No, that'd be tough.
I mean,
I think A-Rod also hit 40-40.
I think so.
Vlad Guerrero. I mean, it's elite company.
Yeah, it is. All right. Cowboys minus 11 against the Redskins. I can't, in good conscience, give up 11 points with the Cowboys.
Redskins are nothing for me.
Yeah.
I like the over, though. I think Case Keenum may be an upgrade at quarterback.
I think he is.
I don't know who I'm not running to the window to bet the Redskins because I don't know who can defend on that team. And there are still good receivers there, even though the Cowboys sometimes like to pretend there's not. There's still good receivers
especially late in the
there.
Game when they're trying to win.
Yeah, yeah. I could see them torching the Redskins. But
I kind of feel like Amari Cooper after last week is going to have a big game.
I think so, too. But I wouldn't bet the Cowboys. No way.
No, there's no way I'm giving up double digits with them. Yeah, and we talked about this the other day. I'm not going to be surprised if the Eagles lose to the Giants. I wouldn't be shocked if the Cowboys lost to the Redskins when it was all falling in their lap.
Wouldn't shock me either.
Saints minus 13 at Panthers. Boy, 13 points on the road. I know the Saints
are. As Brad says, the Panthers are a dead cat.
They are.
I mean, Will Greer is so bad at football. And this guy, he was bad in the preseason. And everybody's like, oh, just give him some time. And they're like, all right, he's ready now. He's ready to take over for Kyle Allen. He ain't ready. He sucks. If the Saints want to get 13 on him, they can.
Well, the Saints can still get a bye. So yeah. they actually have to.
But do you have to win by 2 touchdowns to get it?
No.
You still want to keep your guys healthy. You want to make sure you win the game. And
you get to the third quarter with a 14-point lead. I think you're either just running the ball every down to get clock kill.
All the records are set. They're chilling. I wouldn't, mind you, I would not play the Panthers under any circumstance.
No, you can't. It's a moral imperative that you do not play the Panthers.
I'm just saying, buyer beware if you're looking at the Saints going, ooh, they've got something to play for. Be careful with that.
All right, let's, somebody says the Gay Jesus movie was bleeping hilarious. It was 100% spoofed, by the way.
Of course it was.
Well, yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll go through the rest of the league. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And we'll get back to these other lines in a minute, but we were talking about the Winston thing. So I went and looked up the records for most interceptions in a season. Here's your 30 interception guys. George Blanda, number one. 42 in 1962. Vinny Testaverde, 35.
Before we move on from George Blanda's 1962 season.
Yeah.
Imagine this. That Oilers team was 11-3. He threw 42 interceptions. He was also 11-26 on field goals. I mean, that guy was like the most negative player possible, and they still went 11-3.
Here's the funny part. They actually won the title in the first two AFL titles in 60 and 61. And in those years, He threw 60, he threw 24 touchdowns, 22 interceptions. And 61, he threw 36 touchdowns, 22 interceptions. And 62, they lost in the championship in double overtime. And he threw 27 touchdowns and 42 picks and only 2,800 yards. So imagine throwing 42 picks with 2,800 yards. But that's a lot. And I, you know, I don't see people walking around wearing Houston Oilers AFL champs back-to-back shirts. And no. I don't know why they don't do that. But
I don't either.
Here's some other names from the past for you. 34 interceptions in 1960 for Frank Trapuka, who I only know because, I guess, of Kelly Trapuka. John Hadle, 32 in 68. Fran Tarkenton, 32 in 78. All these guys who made that top 100 list. Sid Luckman, 31 in 1947. And then Blanda.
But meanwhile, Jim Kelly and Warren Moon couldn't make that list.
Yeah. The highest guy on here is Brett Favre with 29 in 2005.
Okay.
That you would, I mean, from the modern era, basically. Peyton Manning had 28 in 98.
How many does Jameis need to throw?
Jameis has 28. He needs two to get to 30.
Okay. I think he's got that locked up.
And, yeah, I'd like to see, because if he can throw four.
Well, I mean, here's the question. Tampa has nothing to play for. Do they rest their starters, or do they let him pad his stats and get to 30?
They let him get out there and wing it.
Yeah, I'd let him get to 30. That's rarely accomplished in today's NFL, so if you've got a chance for a guy to throw 30 picks,
you
got to
do it, right?
I mean, the only thing that can help is your bargaining for when you re-sign him next year is like, hey, dude, you threw 30 picks last year.
Yeah.
Like, we can't give you that much money.
All right, let's get back to the NFL games. I think we're on Eagles-Giants. Is that where we were?
We didn't talk Eagles-Giants
yet. Okay. So Eagles minus 4.5 at Giants.
Giants probably my favorite play of the week.
I'm with you 100%.
In fact, I may have some Giants money line on there.
Oh, I definitely will. I've seen enough of these Eagles. I'm not convinced they're going to beat the Giants.
The Eagles have nothing on offense. Nothing. Even Ertz is questionable now. I mean, they've got there's nothing they can do to move the ball. I wouldn't be surprised if Daniel Jones goes out there and gets himself a big win. This is a big game for the Giants. I mean, if they can keep the Eagles out of the playoffs, you know they want to do that.
Yeah, and they're playing better down the stretch here. Yep. So, I still can't believe the Eagles won last week.
Well, they played the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's why
someone had to win.
Steeler minus 2 at Raven, and Ravens obviously sitting Lamar Jackson and everybody else. I still like the Ravens. I don't know that.
I still like the Ravens, too.
I think RG3 is better than Duck.
And here's another pro tip. I'm looking at the under in this game, and because I'm looking at the under, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I'm looking to tease the Ravens. You tease the Ravens up to 8. The Ravens aren't going to get blown out by this by Duck Hodges. It's just not going to happen. Even if I don't care who's playing quarterback for the Ravens, I think that defense has too much pride. And I think
you can't bench everybody either.
You can't.
And they've got some really good backups.
Yep. So I'll take the Ravens for sure. But I like that under.
Yeah, I'm with you on Raven. Bills minus 1.5 against the Jets. Really nothing to play for Buffalo here. They're locked into their seed.
Sean McDermott said he's a believer in he doesn't want rust.
Yeah.
So he says his guys are going to play. He didn't specify how long they're going to play for.
Probably get a half in, which I have no problem with.
I don't either. Honestly, I kind of like the under in this game. I don't know where the scoring comes from, but I can't with a good conscience play the Jets. I know a lot of sharp people are saying Jets, Jets, Jets. I don't like it. I
must not be sharp because I'm not on the Jets here. I was on the Jets last week, but not here. Patriots minus 16 against the Dolphins. I can't give 16 points with the Patriots against a dead man right now.
I can't either, but I can't take the Dolphins here because the Patriots, while they are not going around blowing teams out these days, if they're going to blow out anybody, it'd be the freaking Dolphins in Foxborough in December. That just seems like the most likely scenario. And who's the one team that they really blew the doors off this year? The Dolphins, 43-0. They beat them.
Yeah, although,
and that was at Miami.
That's when the Dolphins were getting blown out by everybody. They have played much better over the second half of the season. They've covered the spread an awful lot of times too. So I can't I don't know that I see that. I just don't see the Patriots as being good enough to run away from anybody.
No.
So it's probably
under again.
Yeah, under. Stay away from me. Packers minus 12.5 against the Lions. This is a Packers team that has to win against a Lions team that has pretty much quit.
Oh, God. This feels like I'm not going to bet the Lions. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
But I'm not betting the Packers here. This feels like a game where the Packers get a nice 10-point lead and just run the clock out.
Right.
Which is also another reason you'll hear me say a lot this week. I like the under.
43.5 is your number there.
Yep.
Chargers plus 8.5 at Kansas City.
This is tough.
I don't know
the Chargers tend not to get blown out, but they've gotten blown out recently.
And I just don't know how long the Chiefs are going to, like, I'd want to take the Chiefs and just say, okay, I'm fine with this. But if they're up 2 scores at halftime, I could see them benching Mahomes and just taking it easy and running the ball. I mean,
which is all the more reason I like the under.
Yeah, that's another under game, I guess. But I can't play a side here for that reason.
Yeah, and Chiefs, when you play Chiefs unders, you're getting a nice little premium, like, because they're the Chiefs. People are scared to bet unders on them.
Right.
I know the weather's bad, but the scary thing about that is I've seen the Chiefs go out and win hit overs by themselves in the snow.
Yeah.
So, not a great feel for this one, but if I'm playing it, it's going to be the under.
Cardinals plus 7.5 at the Rams.
Ugh. There wasn't a number on this earlier, so I didn't pay attention to it because I didn't know if Kyler Murray was going to play. I don't know, man. It feels like a spot where the Rams play for some pride, but I don't want to give 7.5 with them.
I don't think they have any pride.
They might not.
The way they showed up or failed to show up in that Cowboys game when they still had a chance to make the playoffs. And I think the Cardinals are still trying to make their record look better.
Maybe
I think
so.
I'll take Cardinals if Murray's playing. 49ers minus 3 at the Seahawks. This went from a pick 'em to minus 3. So we're saying the 49ers are 6 points better than the Seahawks.
Yeah, I guess I have to take the Seahawks here. I don't like it. But Seahawks home dog, yeah, I can't go the other way.
Yeah, I'm.
This is one of the games I like the over in.
Okay.
I think that, I mean, the Niners will get some points. Seattle will get some points. They're not gonna want to run as much because they don't have their running backs. They'll be chucking the ball around. I don't have a great feel for the side. I like the over. I lean to Seattle on the side getting those points. I'd like it better if it keeps going up.
And finally, Broncos minus 3 against the Raiders.
I like the Broncos again. I think I'm gonna mostly fade these teams that have to win this week to get in, just because I'm gonna see if they can do it. Because more often than not, they don't. So I'll take the Broncos here.
I am with you on this one. I think and especially the Raiders, well, they should know by then whether they still have a chance too. Because what's the other game that impacts them?
Steelers, Colts, and Titans.
Those are all 3:25 games.
No, so Chiefs also impact them.
Yeah. Because somehow they all have to wind up. They have to wind up in a three-way 8-8 tie.
Yep, and then it turns to a strength of schedule thing. So that's why they need the Colts to. They need the Colts to lose or win.
No, they need the Colts to win.
Okay,
because the Colts have to be part of the tie.
Okay,
and then the Titans have to lose so that they can be part of the tie. And there's one other thing that has to happen that involves strength of schedule.
They've already crossed off 5 of the things.
I think it's from the Chargers. Week 16.
Well, Chargers.
The Chargers have to lose.
I don't know if that's it. I'll find it. I don't know. We did this earlier in the week, so there's how the Raiders can make the playoffs.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. So I'm definitely playing the Broncos. Not sure about everything else yet. So
my one definite play is the Giants.
I'm with you on that.
And then it'll probably be a lot of totals plays.
All right. So here's how they can clinch a playoff berth. It's pretty much everything we said. Oakland wins. Pittsburgh loses to Baltimore.
Okay.
And now I've got a damn Megatron ad popping up. I hate pop-up ads.
Megatron.
I hate pop-up ads more than I hate my exes. Wow. This is why I never do this on SportsMap. You're sitting there reading something, and all of a sudden, all this crap starts popping up. How dare they? Okay, so... Yeah, we'll do it when we come back. I'm going to find another site where they're not doing this crap to me. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. A couple things before we get too much further. And somebody's asking me on Twitter if Barry's blocked him on their show on the, from the text line, or they block for everybody. Yeah. That's why I don't block people. It's just if you say a bunch of crap, I just make note of your number and don't read it. Because you may want to, you know, you may want to get on another show and have conversation with them. And Penta on the Twitch was basically saying, you know, we need a moderator on there. We're going to have something like that, and it will be coming soon. We're going to put together something that will give everybody access to the show. It'll be in one place. You'll still have the Twitch channel to watch, but you'll be able to, you know, for those of you, and it's basically for those of you who don't want to do social media, who don't want to be on Twitter or Facebook or any of that, but you want to comment on the show, and that will eliminate the text line once and for all, which is, I think, a good thing. And it also just means that more people, you know, we'll, my hope is that it eliminates the garbage and keeps the good stuff that we have, which will make for a better show. Okay, so here's everything that has to happen. Raiders obviously need to beat the Broncos to get to 8-8.
All right.
The Steelers need to lose to the Ravens. We think that can happen. The Titans have to lose to the Texans. And finally, the Colts have to beat the Jaguars.
You want to know what I think the least likely of those things to happen is? The Raiders beating the Broncos.
It may be. It may be. Because I think the Ravens, I still think the Ravens are better than the Steelers, even without Lamar Jackson. Yeah, the Titans could easily come in here and lay an egg. And I'm pretty sure the Colts are going to beat the Jags.
Yep.
So if all that's happening and Oakland winds up losing, that'd be kind of funny. But that would get you an 8-8 wild card in there. I don't think it's going to happen. I think the Titans are going to. I think they're going to win the game, but we'll see.
Then suddenly, man, that three seed is way more valuable than the six seed or than the four seed, because whatever you think of the Bills, playing the Raiders is like, that's almost a free square for a real playoff team.
Yeah, it should be. And that, I mean, really, an 8-8 Raiders or an 8-8 Titans, the only reason if you're the Texans, you don't want to have to play the Titans again is because it's three times in 4 weeks. And that's never ideal, but speaking of that 1917, I saw like a more in-depth trailer for it.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
It does look good.
Can't wait to see that. I watched some other movies over the weekend. None of them stood out. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I don't know if you saw this is something I think I want to look into next year. They have a last man standing tournament at the Station Casino in Vegas. Are you familiar with this?
No.
It's basically a suicide pool against the spread.
Okay.
Where you put up money and there's only two people left. And first prize, $150,000.
What was the entry?
I think it's 1,000.
Okay. It's not bad.
Yeah. No, $25.
Oh.
$6,472 $25 interest.
Oh, I thought it was like a winner take all thing.
Yeah. So $150,000 for first.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely do that, but I'd have to have a proxy in Vegas to run out there and do it for me.
Well, just bet it while you're in Vegas next time before the season starts.
But you've got to turn in a pick every week.
Yeah, I'm sure you can do that online somehow. So basically, here's what it came down to. Tom Brady's 2-point pass to Julian Edelman was the difference between one guy winning and two of them splitting.
Ooh.
Because one guy had the Bills plus 6.5, and you can't use the same team twice. So he had Bills plus 6.5. So he lost on the 2-point conversion.
Ouch.
The other guy had Dolphins pick 'em, which he was obviously looking like he was good the entire game right up until the end, and they had to go to overtime. So a lot of drama for both of them. But apparently this was the longest one of these that they've had at station. The champion picked an NFL winner against the spread in 16 consecutive weeks. That's the longest they've
gone. Impressive.
About 6,000 people.
Yeah.
So
that's hard to do, though.
Yeah, but one game a week, I think. I mean, it's hard.
We did that thing here where we each picked one college and one NFL game. It's not that easy, man.
Yeah, especially when you have to use different teams. But 713-780-ESPN is your number. Question for you both. Do either of you plan on watching The Witcher on Netflix?
My brother told me I need to watch it. I might give it a chance.
Yeah, it keeps popping up on my...
It looks like something I won't care about, though. I'll
probably watch it at some point because I'm kind of out of stuff right now. Everything I was watching has kind of ended. So, but that was really weak.
Sorry.
Dude, I know you're not 100%, but come on. If that's all you're going to bring here, why are you even here? Seriously.
Yeah.
Lamont says, maybe it's me, but judging what the Bills played this year, their record looks hollow, like the 2018 Texans. I respect the record, but the reality is they haven't played any horses while they were winning or good. I think the one thing you can say about the Bills, I think their best win is probably the Cowboys game.
Yeah. At Dallas.
Yeah. Which, I mean.
But you know what? Here's the other thing I'll say for the Bills. They played the Patriots super close twice. They played the Ravens close. They've only lost one game and blow by even more than a touchdown this year, and that was the Eagles game early in the season. They lost 31-13. But every other game, like, their losses have been close. And when you're losing to the Patriots twice and the Ravens, I'll respect that.
The Ravens game is the one that impressed me because...
And the Ravens were running roughshod on everybody back
then. They were.
And the Bills made them play a game.
But even the Patriots games aren't as impressive because, I mean, I think you're the first one to have been saying, hey, the Patriots aren't really that good this year.
No, they're not. But, I mean, the fact that they're still at least – the Patriots are still going to be, what, 13-3?
Yeah.
I mean, the
but, I mean, it's still – you can't have it both ways. You can't say, oh, well, no, they're the right. Dominant Patriots and
they're not
held them close.
But the teams that they've played that are better than them, they've at least made games of it. They didn't roll over and get stomped like some of these other teams have.
Like your Texans, for instance, when they went in to play the Ravens. Ashton asks, how many playoff teams don't feel like playoff teams? The Vikings are frauds in my eyes with one win versus a team with a winning record.
No, I actually think the Vikings, if they get healthy by playoff time, I kind of like them.
I think having Dalvin Cook makes a huge difference on that team.
And a healthy Thielen.
Yeah, but I would say I don't think there's any fraud playoff teams in the NFC except for whoever wins the East.
Agreed.
I think all of the teams that are there.
I think.
Would you be surprised if any one of the Packers, 49ers, Seahawks, Saints,
Vikings?
I'd be surprised if the Vikings made it to the Super Bowl, but any of those other five, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I will say there's some teams that feel fraudulent compared to their records. Seattle, Green Bay, jump off the page at me because I don't think they're as good as their records say they are.
Yeah, I've been thinking that about Green Bay all year, and then what they did Monday night defensively especially. Yeah. It's like, wow. I mean, okay, maybe they are pretty good. But I'm not going to be surprised if any of those teams make it to the Super Bowl. So I don't think but there's...
The AFC, everybody except the Chiefs and the Ravens feels like a fraud to me. So
yeah, but I mean, you can't exclude the Patriots. I mean,
They still feel like a fraud to me.
Well, maybe record-wise they do compared to what they've looked like. But, you know, again, if they're a fraud, then the Bills are a fraud. Then
they are.
You know, I don't know if they're frauds. I think that's...
It's frauds as far as, like, teams that could win the Super Bowl?
I don't think either one can win the Super Bowl. But, I mean, I don't think they're fraud playoff teams. I think they've, you know... Did we just get a turnover here that looks like...
Turnover chain coming out.
And they're still going. We may get a score.
That was the only chance for the Hurricanes to score.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your jocks.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, getting a lot of positive reviews of The Witcher, so I'll probably have to check that out.
I've heard nothing but good stuff about it. I just don't know if it's the kind of show I'll like.
Yeah,
I don't care about monsters. I don't care.
See, I like stuff like that. I've always been a fantasy sci-fi guy, but
I have heard the end of it is not great.
Don't tell me that, because if something ends poorly, I won't like it. I mean, that it's not hard to do a good ending to something.
That was the of the two people that I know that watched it. That was what one of them told me. So.
I finished up season 2 of Bad Blood. I think that's right up your alley. Okay. Hoffman, I think you need to check it out.
You give me too many shows. I don't have time during basketball season.
Yeah, I know, but it's only
especially this weird part of basketball season that overlaps with football.
Right. Ugh. Yeah. Well, this is I'm not going to jump on anything right away because there's too many bowl games and stuff that I want to watch. I don't follow Gil Brandt, but clearly someone that I follow who retweeted him. Says the Cowboys have the best point differential, plus 82, and yardage differential, plus 1,426 of any sub-500 team in the Super Bowl era. And I said last year when they won the NFC East with a 10-6 record, they had a point differential of plus 15 and a yardage differential of plus 233. And that's why they're confusing to bet, because if you just look at the raw numbers, they're supposed to win every game. But
that's why I hate betting on the Cowboys. I mean, the whole situation with them is there's statistically, they look like they should be great, and they're just not. I don't understand it. Like, because all of their metrics say they should be really, really good, and they're just not that good.
Yeah, that's pretty fascinating. And I know it's one of the reasons why RJ's been on them so much this year. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this is a Florida story, of course. First public service announcement. If you're a 77-year-old man, probably don't want to try to be hooking up with a 26-year-old girl.
Yeah, you do.
You don't want to marry him because they're really only after one thing. A newly married 26-year-old Florida woman was arrested for allegedly trying to grift her 77-year-old husband out of $1 million. Lynn Helena Halfen attempted to cash a cashier's check at a Tampa bank last month, claiming she was going to use the money to buy a yacht in Miami with her businessman husband Richard Rappaport. When bank employees refused, she allegedly left, but came back later that day with three checks, each for $333,000. They did not cash the checks and called the cops. Investigators notified Rappaport about what his wife was doing, and he said he wanted to give her the benefit of the doubt and didn't want her to be deported to her native Israel. It says two checks worth about $666,000 were cashed by an Orlando business. Investigators got a warrant to freeze the third check. Asked later if he felt he was the victim of fraud, he told investigators yes. They were married in August in Sarasota.
Well, I think your initial reaction is wrong, that if you're an old man, you shouldn't try to find yourself a young bride. Because I think that keeps you moving in life.
Yeah, but if she's going to steal
one that steals all your money.
Yeah, $1 million, man.
That's too much.
Yeah,
I mean, if she steals like 10 grand and you still get the action, okay.
That's probably worth it.
Yeah. But a mil, I can't justify it.
Well, see, I just think this is what's going to happen if you're a 77-year-old and the 26-year-old's moderately attractive. So you're going to get, well, that's what happens when you get old, man. People start taking things away from you.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine if I'm 77 that, you know, somebody's just going to, if I hook up with a 26-year-old, she's going to take all my money. Of course, if I hooked up with a 50-year-old, she'd take all my money.
That's true.
But that's your Zadok
Women
Jewelers.
Take all your money, Fred.
That's kind of how my life works, yes.
Story of your life.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
So they still haven't scored this game.
No.
Still 7-0 after the turnover. They're going backwards, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was 1st and 10, then 1st and 15, then 2nd and 14.
Oh my goodness.
Miami's offensive play call every time is take the snap and then run around like you're terrified.
Yeah, and then throw an incomplete pass or an interception or run out of bounds.
That's their move. It doesn't matter which quarterback is in.
Well, I don't know who's in now, but it's no longer Tate Martell.
No.
Who was running for his life.
It's like take the snap and then act like a dog is chasing you and wants to eat you. And that's what they do.
Isn't it kind of ironic that the sponsor for the Independence Bowl is walk-ons?
Yeah, I think walk-ons is like a...
it's like a sports bar.
I think it's like a Twin Peaks type place. But I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's not all over the country because I've never been to one.
Is that Slappy or Snappy? I can't read that far.
Slappy.
Slappy.
Let's try Slappy. What's up?
Sports, brothers.
Sports, Slappy.
Hey, man. I'm just thinking, I'm like, okay, we have Fuller. He got injured, of course. We already knew that was going to happen. But Dez Bryant's out there. There's other names out there, but I just know that Dez Bryant's out there. He's all over the Twitter sphere. Why not try to bring somebody on like that for the playoffs? Is it possible? Can we bring him on? I know he went to the Saints last year and tore his, I think it was an Achilles injury.
Yeah.
But it, maybe we could bring somebody that could take the attention off of Hopkins because we're hobbled, you know, in that field right now. And, you know, I just feel like we need a little bit more. I don't think that we're going to be like the Ravens. Like when they won the Super Bowl with like no quarterback and all defense and this, that, and other. But how confident you think that we can be behind this team and get behind this team and actually going further than just a divisional playoff game? I mean, I feel like we need something else, and I feel like we need to go out on a limb and go get somebody that's at least going to take the attention off of Hopkins.
All right, let me jump here. First off, Dez Bryant's just a name now.
Yeah, Dez Bryant wasn't really that good his last year in Dallas, which is why they let him walk.
Yeah, so that's not he's not a better player than Kenny Stills is at this stage.
Yeah, 2 years removed from football. Yeah,
that's not going to help you. There's nothing out there at this stage that's going to make a difference.
The only guy is Antonio Brown.
And
the Texans would never do it.
Well, I don't know if anybody would do it right now. He's so off the deep end.
Yeah.
Ripping his dad for ruining his. I mean, the guy is just, he's nuts.
But you agree, physically, he could help this team.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'd love to see it. That's the only guy out there, though.
Yeah.
And otherwise, I mean, you get to this point of the season, what you have is what you have. And yeah, Dez Bryant's not. He's just one of those guys now that used to be really good, but now he's just a name.
Yeah.
And I don't think he would come in and do anything to help you.
I think what the Texans need, and I don't know that there's anything out there that can make the Texans more than... I think they can win a playoff game. I don't think they can win 2 playoff games.
I think it depends how it falls. If they can... I would give them an outside shot. I would not say they would do it. I'd give them an outside shot if they were playing at New England in the second week. But I give them no shot against the Ravens. So. Yeah.
I just think that they... you know, and really the guy that they need is Will Fuller. And
yeah, but you can't. I mean, that
you can't count on him.
No, he's that you're stuck with him for one more year. But I mean, the guy has it's one of the he's basically the Yao Ming of your offense. And if you're counting on him, you're going to wind up disappointed.
And they're saying basically Will Fuller's likely out in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't expect to see him the rest of the season. I mean, he's... That's
the
all
reality
I can say.
Is if they're going to beat the Bills, it's going to be with their run game. That's what it's going to have to be with, because you're not going to chuck the ball around on the Bills. You just don't do it.
Not the wide receivers. I mean, they're going to have to run the ball, they're going to have to use the tight ends better than they have a lot. They're going to have to use Duke Johnson out of the backfield. I think that's how they're going to be effective against the Bills. And if they can do that, they'll be fine. And then I think it's the same thing. You had such a great game plan against the Patriots to take advantage of, you know, the guys who weren't the corners. I'd like to see them do that more often, because when they do that, then it does open things up for your outside guys eventually. St. Patrick says there's a walk-ons right by the Superdome on Poydras. Pretty solid.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't been to New Orleans.
Maybe it's only in Louisiana.
It's a Louisiana thing, because they say going to a parish, there's one in that same little town.
It says bistro, but it's B-I-S-T-R-E-A-U-X. Yeah, so it's clearly a Louisiana thing. Bistro and bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, their girls dress up like referees.
Wow. Well, that's original.
Are they like hot referees?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Think of Twin Peaks referees.
Imagine if they were like really frumpy referee costumes.
There might be a market for that.
That's a lame restaurant.
Like actual
concept.
Referees?
Yeah. Although, I don't know. I remember the concept of sport clips, things like that, it's so ridiculous to me that people would go because... I think when sport clips, when the idea came up, they'd be like, okay, there's going to be hot chicks cutting hair. But then they realized you can't just hire hot chick barbers and just be like, oh, well, you're a hot chick, you can be a barber. I don't know the legalities of like turning away a barber because she's too ugly. But B, there's no, I mean, how often are you staring at your barber when she's cutting your hair?
Well, especially if I'm in sport clips, I'm going to be watching whatever's on TV.
Just watching whatever the TV's.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. They like when they started that thing, they had those tiny ass TVs. I don't know what a sport clips look like now because I haven't had to go in some time. But they had those lockers.
Consider yourself lucky.
They had those lockers where the barber would keep all her.
She'd keep all her stuff,
and the TV fits inside that locker.
No, they've upgraded
their TV
substantially.
Setup. Okay,
yeah, they have
good.
At least bigger TVs, but. They make you basically watch TV, and it distracts you from the fact that you're getting
a crappy haircut. Yeah, I was a big believer in I would only let men cut my hair, and preferably black or Hispanic men. So a woman cutting my hair, that the idea of that was just, it was a non-starter for me.
But you haven't had hair to cut in years.
No.
So I always like to go to the gay guy because I always get a really good haircut from them.
Is he a gay black guy or a gay Mexican guy?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It can be.
So you think sexual preference matters more than race?
I think they do a better job with your hair.
That's ridiculous.
Just telling you.
That is ridiculous.
Okay, that this from
hair cutting is a race thing.
This from a guy who hasn't had his haircut in 15 years.
Okay, listen, I had plenty of haircuts in my time.
Uh huh.
All by black guys and Mexican guys because they know what they're doing. Preferably old black guys and old Mexican guys.
Now, see, I like younger people cutting my hair.
No, not me.
No, but
I need some experience.
I don't like them talking to me. I hate that.
That's the worst.
When they want to have a conversation, so what do you do? I came in here to get my hair cut.
See, I used to go to the old school barber shops where everybody would be talking, but none of them would be talking to me. So they would cut my hair while they talked to other old people. I like that.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I haven't been able to find
but
that.
I don't want a conversation with me while I'm getting my hair cut. Sure.
Yeah, that is a definite hard no for me ever going back to your place if you're trying to have a long ass conversation with
me.
It's like, what do you do for a living? I always make something up because I don't want to talk about what I do. Say, like, I'm a Metro cop, or something that you know that's believable, but no one would ever say they are.
Yeah,
and it's like, I'm in administration in the postal office.
Yeah.
I mean,
don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, I want to come up with something that sounds so boring that they won't talk to me, and yet they'll still say something. Oh, that sounds interesting.
Even though it doesn't.
No. All right, guys. Speaking of which, at least I can get my hair cut again now, thanks to my friend Dr. Linville. And guys, if you've been on the fence about what to do, and that's where I was. I was like, okay, it's time to just shave it all and go bald or get something done. And I looked into a bunch of things, and I didn't want to do plugs or any of that stuff. Well, this technology hasn't existed very long, and Dr. Linville is at the forefront of it. What he does is he takes hairs from the back of your head and transplants them to wherever you're thinning. So it's your hair, It's a neograft procedure. He can even redraw your hairline. So the hair that's growing out is yours. And it's been really cool the last couple of weeks to see all that hair that was really short there for a long time is starting to grow out. And it's still a couple months away from where it's going to be. But I'm about to have to start getting haircuts again, and it's all thanks to Dr. Linville. And the really cool thing about him is he's done it himself, and his hair looks great. And he just wants to help blitzers feel better about themselves. And I guarantee you, you will after you get the procedure done. All you have to do is go to 975hair.com, 975hair.com, set up your consultation. Just go see what it's about. And if it's not for you, that's cool, because I went through a lot of things that weren't for me. This one was. And I'm telling you, Dr. Linville cares about the blitzers. He cares about your hair, and he's been there himself. 975hair.com. Get your hair back.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.